sneak home and hide in his room until afternoon cartoons started. He took a big bite of apple, moved it around his mouth with his tongue to hide any scent of chocolate, then spit the mouthful of fruit into the can. The apple itself followed. He shoved the empty paper bag and full thermos into his backpack, swung his leg over his bike, and headed for home. A little ways away from his house, he saw the car on the side of the road. It was old and small, but still took up too much room on the shoulder for Eli to squeeze by on his bike. He was either going to have to come to a stop, drag his bike into the woods and around the car, or go into the street. Being in the street was forbidden, and he would never risk it this close to home where his mom might see. Still, Eli toyed with the idea of taking his bike onto the gray pavement anyway. It would only take a moment. His mom said he was too young, but he knew he was more than old enough. Just last month, well after his 8th birthday, he had to insist his Grammy stop getting him Duplo bricks and only get regular Lego from here on in. The old car had spindly wheels like Eli's bicycle and a funny roof like an old wagon. The windows in the back were stretched out ovals. The whole thing was new jeans, dark blue. A car like that didn't belong on the side of the road. It didn't belong on the road, period. Not in Sanders, for sure. Even for a town that still didn't have cable television,